Hear these words from Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 35. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So as children, we like to play games, right? One of my favorite games, childhood games, was hide and seek. And it was because you had this one person who had to go find everybody and then try to catch them. And I enjoyed playing that with my sister and my brother and my friends, but I hated playing it with my cousins. And I know that some of my cousins will probably hear this online this week, so they're going to know immediately what I think. So when we would go to Nini's house and we would get together and we'd get bored, my cousins would look at me and say, "Hey, let's play hide and seek. You go hide, we'll come find you." You've heard this story before, huh? So, boy, I would bolt. I always had this good hiding spot. And I don't know why, because deep down inside I knew what was fixing to happen. So I would find that hiding spot, and I would get there, and I'd be hiding. And I even had planned out my escape route when they came around the corner. And I would sit there quietly, which was a miracle in itself. And I would sit there, and I would sit there, and I would sit there, and I would sit there. And then I would realize they're not coming. And then I became the seeker. And I would go see if I could find out where they were. Well, it was really easy, because they never moved from where they were sitting when they sent me out. It was just their way of getting rid of me. Huh? Do what? The great thing is I'm a lot bigger and a lot more prettier than they are now. Today's scripture text, as I read it, I was thinking about the hide and seek, but more so on the seeker. So if I were to ask you this question today, if Jesus were to come back right now, where would he find you? Because you see, there's a lot of things that go into this that sometimes we forget about. So one of the first things we need to look at is it our way or is it his way? You know, our way is, this is how we do things. This is the way I like things. This is how I want to proceed in this area. This is my control. How many of you have control issues? Don't lie. We all have control issues. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all have control issues. I have a lot of control issues. But the thing is that we want to be in control of our lives. We say that we want God to lead and guide us, but we want to tell God, this is where we want you to lead and guide us. Right? Lord, I'm willing to serve on Sunday morning at the coffee bar. I'll get the donuts. Or, Lord, I'm here to serve you as long as it's in this area right here. You see, we want to be in control. The thing is what the way that we want God to find us when He seeks us out, we want to be doing His way. We want God to come and find us with all of our work completed. Now, Angie says that I'm the world's worst at putting things off. No, I'm not. This is how it works. Ladies, if we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. We don't need to be reminded every 6 months. My time, not your time. My way, not your way. When God comes back, we want Him to find us ready. We want Him to find us with all of our chores complete. We don't want to still be trying to fix something when He comes back. Scripture says that the servants should always be prepared when His master comes home. That way, there's no rushing around and hurrying to get something done. Week before last, I'm driving back into town. I'm in Greenville, and my phone rings, and it's my boss, not Angie, my other boss, the district superintendent. And he says, "How you doing?" "Good." That gospel singing thing, that's tonight, right? "Yeah." "Well, I'm in Dallas and we're on our way out there." I panicked. "Great! I'll see you there." Then he started asking questions. Now, we may be a little bit late. Are we going to get in trouble for showing up late? "No." "What time does the singing start?" "I think 6. "Well, what time does the chili start?" "I believe it's 5:30. And he chuckled. And after we hung up the phone, I thought, man, I just messed up. I have no clue what's going on. So I immediately called Kelly. "Kelly, what time does the soup start? Or the chili supper start?" "5:30. "Yes." "What time does the singing start?" "6. "Double yes." You see, I tell you that to tell you this. If I had been a good servant, I could have answered those questions and been prepared immediately. But I wasn't. And that's an example of how we need to be when we are preparing for the return of Christ. We need to have everything in line and have everything ready. So when the big guy shows up, it's all prepared. Another thing that we need to keep in mind when we're being sought out is conflict. How many of you have ever been in conflict with someone else? Don't lie. We've always been in conflict with somebody, right? We're not that good. Some of those conflicts are easily resolved. Yes, dear, I'm sorry, honey, I won't do it again. But some of those conflicts are hard to get past. Some of those conflicts remain for not days or months, but years and decades. I have members of my family that are still angry about things that happened 40 years ago. About something that was misunderstood or misconstrued or said in a way that... One of the big things with our family, or Angie and I, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You ever thought about that? I love you. I love you! It just depends on how you say it. And so sometimes what we say or what we do is taken completely out of context. And then they get upset, and then we get upset because they're upset, and it takes forever for something to be resolved. And there's times when it never does get resolved. I've had families tell me that they wish they had one more hour with a loved one so they could have gotten stuff straightened out. When Jesus comes back and He knocks on that door, do you want to be in conflict with somebody and go into eternity not having resolved it? Or do you want to be at peace? Yeah, it's not my fault that this is going on. Okay. So be the bigger person and go apologize anyway. Because the last thing I want to do is enter into eternity knowing that I've done something that has caused friction in the life with a loved one. Because see, here's what we don't understand. You may never get that opportunity again. So we want to be at peace when Jesus comes back. The final thing is relationship. You don't know how many times I've heard someone tell me, "Oh, I got plenty of time. I don't have to go up and I don't have to have a relationship with Jesus right now. I'm having too much fun." Y'all know anybody like that? He and I will get together next week or next month. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. As a matter of fact, this may come as a surprise. You're not guaranteed your next breath. So, do you want to have a relationship with Jesus in plenty of time, or do you want to miss out on that opportunity? We tend to put things off. I don't know, I guess that's just human nature. And sometimes we put off introducing Christ to someone that we know or we love because it's not the right time. When is the right time? When is that right moment? And when that moment is missed, we kind of blowed it and we weren't prepared. So, if we were in a life game of hide and seek, And here we are in our little spot. Comfortable. You stay on your side. This is my area here, okay? Don't bother me. Leave me alone. I'll do it in my time. I don't need your help. How dare you take interest in my life? Ready or not, here I come. Are you ready? Or not? Are your loved ones ready or not? If Jesus were to come back right now, and I know this is that old-fashioned witnessing thing. If Jesus were to come back right now, would you be ready to welcome Him? So I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert right quick. Y'all ready? Okay, y'all really ready? Ready? He's coming. And you don't know when. I recommend we do a little inventory in our lives and make sure that when Jesus gets here, we're ready. Because if we are, one of the parts of this scripture that gets forgotten is the part where it says, when the master came back and he found his servants prepared, he turned it around on them. And he began to serve them. And he sat them at his table. And he served them. Man. Getting caught. Not that bad when it comes to Jesus. But getting caught unprepared isn't. Because we leave a lot of things undone that we'll wish that we had. So examine your life this week. Examine your life daily to make sure that you're ready and you're prepared in case Jesus comes today. Let's pray. Holy Father, we know that You have given us this awesome life. But Father, sometimes we kind of get in the way of our own good, and it becomes all about how we want to do things. It has to do with being right and wrong. But most of all, Father, it's about putting off a relationship with You. So Lord, if there's anyone here today that has put off a relationship with You or is seeking You in their lives, pray that they accept You today. And Father, as those of You of us who have had a relationship, help us to examine and take inventory in our lives that we might see where we're falling a little short or we're slowing up a little bit or falling behind. And that we share Your glory with all of those around us. That they might have an experience with You like us. And that when Your Son comes back, we'll all be ready and prepared. Father, we thank you for blessing us this day. Help us to be focused on where we need to be. We pray it all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.